Okay, so we're doing the Gemara on Samachas on Beis. You might as well just do it straight. We'll do it with Rashi and with the Rambam, I guess. It's not so simple. So the Gemara says, Bo'i Rev Shimon Ben Pazi. Right, it's like halfway down the page. Okay. Shibola Shevi Yashlesh Kodim La'omer. So if you have Shibolas, whatever, stalk or something, you brought a fourth, a third, before the Omer. The Akra, the Shasla, the Akra Omer. You uproot it, and you replant it after the Omer. The Osifa, and it adds. So Rashi fills in an important point. Not clear why he does it, but he does. So he says, the Akra Kodem La Omer, the Shasla La Akra Omer. The Osifa Mashi Humahu. So even though it sounds from the Plain Shana Gemara, that is the Akra Vishasalach Omer, you uproot it and replant it after the Omer. Rashi doesn't say that. He says you uproot it before the Omer. So basically you have it, grows to the third, you uproot it. Now the Omer comes along and matters it. Now you replant it. You put it on the ground. Right? So the question is, Mahu. Basar Ikaraz Leinan. So now you replant it and it grows a little more. So do you say you go by the ikar of Vishaya Omer and his mother? Omer Mater, the ikar of the thing. Odilma Basar Tosefes as Linan. Vyajav Omer Ba. What do you say? You go by the Tosefes. Now it's a little more than just that original third. So you'll say, now the thing is Asar until the next Omer. So that's a question. So it says like this. That's it. Rashi says, the question is, why does it have to say? That's the kasha. So why does two things? Why does it have to say that it grew a shlesh? Just say, look, the whole question is because the Omer was matir it. Since the Omer was matir it, the Ikar adavar, so now do you say the Tosefes is going to answer it? So why do you have to pick a case where the Omer, where it grew a third? Just say the Omer's Matir. The Omer's Matir had even less than a third. So the Rashi says, no. It's considered Gemara Pri. It's otherwise like underdeveloped wheat. It's like animal food. And the Omer won't be Matir. So this is good because Rashi holds that the Omer is only Matir, the Isser. And the Isser is only when it's a Shlesh. This is the way the Rav explains. The Isser is only when it's a Shlesh. And the Omer is only Matir, the thing, once it's a Shlesh. So now the Omer is Matir, right? So now the question is, when you replant it, does the Matir disappear? Right? Because now there's a new growth. And now this new growth is Isser, is Besser. So the whole thing now is tied up in the new growth and the whole thing's Asser. What do you say? No. That since you had a Matir on the Ikar, so therefore the additional is not going to answer it. That additional is secondary to the Ikar, and the Ikar is Mutter, so therefore the whole thing is Mutter. But, Rashi would say, if it wasn't the third, right, let's say it was the less than a third, a quarter, and you uproot it before the Omer, so it really was never a pre. It was never really Asar altogether. There's no Matir, there's no Issa, there's no anything. And then you're just replanting nothing, it was garbage. You just stopped its growth, stopped it, now you replant it after the Omer, so that's just a new growth. So there's nothing to do with it. There's no Matir, there's no Shemeter on the thing. The whole question is because there's a Shemeter, and you've Matir'd it. But the Matir is only if it's really a third. If it's not a third, it's not Matir. It's just you cut it off and make it into nothing. Right, that's what Rashi says. The way the Rav explains it is that if normally if a thing grows, if the Omer comes when it's less than a third, right? Let's say you plant the thing and it's Hishrus right before the Omer, it takes root right before the Omer, and then it grows more. So what's the deal? The thing is Mutter. Once it grows to the third, it's not Asar. So why? So Rashi says, that's not because there's a Matir, because there's no Isser. The Omer couldn't have been Matir, He just says that since you planted it last year, so it's now its second year fruit. Second year fruit. So once it becomes a brie, it's second year already, because it was planted in last season. But if you plant it last season, and you uproot it before it becomes a third, and then you replant it again, so then it wasn't planted. You stopped its planting before it was realized as a brie. And then you replant it again, so now it's like a new planting. The planting was never realized. You uprooted it. So now you can't say now it's in its second year. You started the clock again when you uprooted it, and now you replanted it in the second year. Right? So it's not second year. And there was no matir altogether. Right? So that's fine, right? The only kasha is, we had our question, is why do you, Matt, you notice, is why do you have to uproot it at the end of last year? Why not just take a case where you grew a third, and you uprooted within, and it grew a third, the Omer's matir, then you uproot it next, after the Omer, and replant it. And why is it bedafka you're uprooting it before the end of the year? Because the Omer is matir stuff which is still in the ground, right? Like if the Omer is matir, if the other thing's in the ground, then it's a shlesh. The Omer is matir, right? So you see the Omer is matir, it's the one and the same question. Now when you uproot it and you put it back in the ground, do you say you go by the ikar, or you go by the, right? Why don't you say stam a question? Why do you have to uproot it altogether? Why don't you just say, let's say something grows a third, right? It's in the ground and it's a third. Now the Omer comes and matirs it, right? Now you leave in the ground and it grows more. So now when he has the same question, do you say that the Iker was already mutter? Or you say this is the Zafas? Not all together, according to Rashi. Well, it's the whole case. Why do you have to uproot it and take it out? Right? Oh, no, but I know what he'll say. He'll say because that's second year growth. That's year two. Right? Because that's not Yah, that's not Chadash. That's growth from last year. It grew last year. So that's not Yah, that's not Chadash. That's really just part of the growing, the second year of the growth. It's not new growth. It's not a new object and a new plant. That's just the second year of the growth of this underlying object. Right? But if you uproot it and then you replant it, so now it's the first year of the thing. It's no longer the second year because you've uprooted it and you've replanted it. So now it's the first year again. Now it's a new planting, it's the first year of the thing. So now the Tosefas, which is growing, is really first year growing. And that first year growing should asura if you don't go by the Iker. Right? That makes sense. So why couldn't it be the case where you uproot it after the year? You uproot it after the Omer and then replant it? Maybe he'll say is like this, is that if you just take something, let's say you just go over a tree, you uproot it and you plant it. You replant it. Right? You pull it out, stick it right back in. So do you say that's a new planting? So I would say, or I'm putting forth, that you could argue that that's really just continuing the same old thing. Just because you pull it out for a minute and put it back in doesn't mean it's a new planting. You're just picking up where you left off. It's just for whatever reason, you uprooted it for a minute, and you realize, oh, no, I don't want to do that. So you put it back in. But you're not, it's a continuation of the original growth. I'd say, look, even if it's a different spot, I'd say still, what you're doing is you're continuing the thing. It's not a new planting. You're taking the thing out, putting it back in. So it's the same thing. It's just continuing the old growth. And now you'll ask me, what year of growth is the thing in? Second year. You already grew a plant there last year. You pick it up, you put it back down. It's just it's still the same, whatever year it is. I don't know, every year. It's a 5-year-old plant. Where you just pick it up, put it down, now it's a 1-year-old plant. It's still the same 5-year-old plant. You're just undoing what you're uprooting. There's such a thing as undoing it. And maybe Rashi knows that. And the way Rashi's getting around, so this is what Rashi's saying, so what's the whole problem of the Gemara? How do you even have a case here? Why should it be first year now? It's not first year, it's still second year. But maybe he holds that if I uproot it at the end of one season, okay, I uprooted at the end of the first year, then there's the transition to the next year, and then I plant it in next year's planting cycle, so it's not a continuation anymore. because it's like it's the season's over. There's a hafsek, so to speak. The new season is mafsek, the original growth and the new growth. So this is a new growth. It's a new planting season. Now it's a new growth. You uprooted it. You were done with it. You harvested the thing. It was a very shlesh, especially in his case. It was a very shlesh. You harvested the thing, and now you decide to replant it. New harvest season, new everything. So now it's a new planting. Now it's first year. So, but if you were to do it after the Omer, you could be Rashi at all. It's a second year after the Omer. It's a second year thing. You uprooted and replanted it. There's no other mitzurafim, and you don't say it's a new planting. You need this the hefsek of this of the changeover of seasons to render it a new planting. In which case, it's going to become chodesh again. Say it's like right. There's that I'm saying. There's such a thing called transplanting a thing. So if you uproot a thing and you put it back in, you're just transplanting it. Now look, it'll be the same place, different place. But the point is, such a thing as uprooting and replanting, the thing that's called transplanting. It's not a new, you're continuing the thing. But there's a different thing of uprooting a thing, the season's over, you're harvesting, and then you change, you decide to replant it. Now then that's a new planting. Now, it doesn't really go by what's in your head. What it's going to go by, is it the same season or is it a half-sick of seasons? If it's at the end of, if you're uprooting it before the end of the season and then you're replanting it in the beginning of the next season, so then it's a new planting. If it's within the same season, Rashi's going to learn that there's no havamina, that would be a new planting. And that would be awesome. So the whole case, Rashi's saying, it must be where you're planting, you're uprooting it before the Omer, then replanting it before the Omer, after the Omer. Okay, so I'm saying it's like this, is what's on the surface. The question is, how do you view, this is find the machlok, the question, whether you say go Eker or Tosefes. The question is, how do you view the idea of Chadash, Esor Chadash? Do you say that it's a Chafza, which is Tvua Chadasha, is Asar? So then here, you have a Chafza of Tvua. And you don't know, is it Tvua? And the final is Chadash or Ishana. So you say, well, the Iker of it, it's Shame Tvua, really is old. And it's last year, and it's Utar. The addition, the Tosefes, is new. But if you had to define the underlying tefuah, you'd say it's not yasha, it's not chadash, because it only had a little tosefes. A little tosefes doesn't really make any qualitative change. If it emerged as a shlesh in this year, then I'll say you define the thing, because the critical point is shlesh. So then I'll define the entity as a this year entity. But if it emerged as a shlesh last year, and now it's just tosefes, so then I'll say it's just tosefes. So it's just tosefes, and the underlying ikar of the thing is really the definition of the entity is an old thing which has heter on it, and the additional growth isn't affected. It's just extras. Or do you say no, that it's not, the chadash is not a shame in the chafza, but it's a din in the substance which grows this year is asar. Growth of the new year, the planting year, is prohibited. Now here, the growth is a quantitative thing. It's not a one continuous entity. It's the growth of this year. So the growth of, well, the first third of the growth of the thing took place in last year, and that's not asar. But the additional growth is growth of this year, of the first year. And that's first year growth. So that part of it is asar. Now there's no fixed davar mesuyam, there's no fixed component of it. So therefore, it's just mixed in. It would be like a terovas. So that's going to be asar. Can't stop that because that's growth of this year. So Tosefes is going to asar. Tosefes is going to asar. An example is if you say that you have a tax on American-grown produce. So let's say you grow something 75% in China and you finish it up 25% in America. So if you say it's an American object, tax on an American fruit, an American potato, so it's not an American potato, it's a Chinese potato. It emerges as a potato in China. Now, an additional thing, the underlying entity of the definition of the thing is Chinese. But if you say it's the growth in American soil generates a tax, that substance which was nourished and grew in the American soil is taxable. So I'll say the first three quarters of it grew in Chinese soil and is not subject to tax. But the extra growth of the last quarter of it, it was nourished and emerged from American soil, and it's the growth of American soil, and therefore it's going to 25% taxable. So I'm saying, so Matt's saying the difference for him, that definitely it's the entity which is Asar. Entity of Chadash, which is Asar. But what entity? Is an entity whose definition is Chadash? And then definition of the thing goes by the Iker. Where you say it's an entity which is the property of Chadash. So you could say as long as the Tosefes, if it goes new, it has the property of newness. It also is very old and it has both properties. Some partially new, partially old. But if the property of the new growth asers it, then it'll answer the whole thing, because now it has that property. Property in here isn't the whole thing, it's one substance that has that property. So according to that, the whole thing would be also. According to the way I'm saying it is, no, the very question is it an entity, in which case is it defined that day by the Iker? It's the definition of the entity. What do you say? It's the substance of the growth in the, this is the thing which the Asr is it. So then, since that part of it grows, it's Asr. But according to me, I'd say it's only like a Teroves, only halfway Asr. But it's one, you know, you can't separate out that half. But it could be, according to me, I would say if it grew less than Shishim or something like that, then it would be, you know, you have a share like that by Kalayim, I think, if it grows like 1/200th of the thing, it's bottled, there's things like that. I mean, I would tie in, I don't know what the facts are here, but I would say the stuff is significant enough. According to you, it may not matter how much it is, because the whole thing becomes awesome. Right, or Bittol, I mean, you can create some kind of nafkaminas between our ways of learning. I don't know how to pursue them, but. Yeah, okay, fine. That's good. So now the only problem, one question left, is how's Rambam going to learn this thing? Because according to Rashi, this whole thing is only because once it's a shlesh, then it's now the shame that there is matir. It's only matir once it's a shlesh. Before it's a shlesh, there's no isser. And it's basically the whole thing starts again, and you're taking it out and you're new planting. It's a whole new thing, you know, it grows in the third. It's not even an oath. That's not defined as the entity of Fada, Shashan, or whatever, until it's a shlesh. No matir, there's no anything. Now it's pillow before shlesh, it's not really tefuah. Now you plant it again, it's a whole new thing. But according to the Rambam, it's really tefuah already. It's less than a shlesh. And it's asr already, and the omer is matir already. So now why is it that if you replant it, then now you'll say, you don't say this thing, you've asr ikar, and then it should be matir, and same exact hagira. Alright, why does that have to be a shlesh? Even if it's less than a shlesh, if it's already asr, and the matir already is there, and then you replant it, it's a quarter, let's say, so it's edible, it's asr. There's the thing about omer's matir, it. Then you replant it, it's a new thing, and then you get the same question, you go by the Iker, go by Tosefos. Right? Along the way of learning the Rambam, the way, similar, I don't know, let's say one of the ways, the way that we said that, if that it's asr, it's edible, once it's edible, it's asr, according to the Rambam. Okay, once it's edible, it's asr. I think it's the simplest reading of the Rambam. Once it's edible, it's asr. Okay, so it's asr, let's say it's a quarter. So now it's asr, and it's chadash, it's asr. It's not a shame tvua, but it's asr. It's the min tvua, and it's asr. It's edible, so now it's a shame asr. Right? Now basically you uproot it. Right? Let's say you uproot that thing. Now the omer's gonna matter it, right? Now you replant it. Right? Now you replant it. Next year. So why don't you have the same chakira? Do you say you go by the acre? And you say it's old. Or you say you go by the Tosafos and it's new. But when the Ram has that case, I guess the Ram place. Ram has that case, he only has it where you uproot it, if it grows a shlish, and you uproot it. And then you replant it. Why, according to the Ram, is there a shlish? According to Rashi, because that's when the heter comes in. That's when there's heter. There's no issur, there's no whole thing of chodesh doesn't apply to you, and it's not a shlish. So if you uproot it and replant it before a shlish, then the whole thing is doesn't register, it's a whole new thing. There's no reality vis-a-vis Chadash. But according to the Ram, the thing really is in the partial Chadash before that point. So why does Ram have to have the case that you that it grows a shlesh? Ram's in the Mechotzeros Yud Hey. Dvosh HaShri Shachar Omer. Now, one second. V'chein Shibola Shevi HaShlesh Milfnei Omer. Grows a third before the Omer. V'akra V'shasla Achar Shekarav Omer. It's not clear. From the Ram, it sounds like you do them both after. It's not clear. You could say the same thing, but it doesn't specify. And you plant it after the Omer. It's not clear. Because it's the group before the Omer. Shouldn't he have said, because if you go Shlish, called the Omer?
One thing that I think it's as simple as that. That the whole point is that you're uprooting it, and now you're replanting it. And now you don't know whether you define it by the Iker or by the Tosafos, right? Now, the Iker, the Rambam agrees that it has the Shem Tvua when it's a Shlesh.
He just says the Isser Chadash already kicks in earlier, right? But now if you have the thing, which you uprooted it, it's a quarter of the way, and then you uproot it, and now you replant it, and now it grows. Now you want to know, do I define this thing as an entity of the old last year or an entity of this year? So it could be he holds that since it becomes a shlish this year, which is a qualitative change in the ochal, so now you'll define the ochal by this year. Even though it was already an ochal last year and already got a shem hatar last year. But that was like a puny insignificant ochal at that point. Now when I replant it this year and it emerges as a real shem tevua now, so now it will definitely be defined as an entity of this year. Now, the whole question is if it became a tevua last year and had the shem tevua and it was the davar chashuv last year, now it's merely a tosefes. So is the tosefes going to answer it? Because you'll define the entity as a whole as an entity of last year if it already grew a shlish. But if it didn't grow a shlish last year, so it's true it was asr, and now it becomes a mutter. But now you replant it, and now you want to know how do you define this entity? Do you define it as a last year thing or as a this year thing? So if it's shem tevua, it's true it was asr already before. But if the shem tevua is the hadar chashuv in the thing, emerges, that's the ikar. It's not a tosefes. You can't even call that a tosefes. The whole question is whether there's only a tosefes this year. So even though the Rambam agrees it was asr earlier than a shlish, you still don't call becoming a shlish a tosefes. That's the ikar davar. So now that if you had to define the thing, you'll define it as chadasha, because the tevua is primarily emerged in its highest state, in the real state. It's a new thing, and that new thing came about on in this new year. So there's definitely a chadasha. So therefore, you only have the case if it already emerged as a tevua, as a shlish before and last year. Now you merely this year you merely have a tosefes. So you had the matir earlier, and now this is batal. This is just secondary. Okay, so let's stop here. I'm not sure what I do next week. I may do this. There's a sugya about chadash, about whether it's knowing and only chutz laretz or eretz yisrael, only eretz yisrael, and whether it's knowing nowadays or not. And essentially, it's rooted essentially in kedushin. I think it's like the aflam and zayin or something like that. Around there, I forget. But maybe we'll do that, or maybe we'll just.